They are starting to get on leave. Yeah. Wait for the next cold snap. Yeah. I don't know how cold it is yet, but it shouldn't kill anything. It'll certainly make everything go, oh, wait a minute. Oh my gosh, what are we doing? Yeah. Oh, very confusing. It was just now beating. I guess my generation. Probably my generation made the issue God and religion. I'm not sure it was us that actually started the process, but we didn't really stop it. And I'll admit that I'm a somewhat more liberal-minded guy than most goes around. He's very conservative and good for her. She's a consistent. And that's great. I think that's what's needed far more than, you know, philosophical. Because I always ask the question, what if? And it's like, you know, it does kind of question. Established thinking. And like when it comes to my own leading politically, they don't, they're very workable, honestly, you know. I say an open borders guy, for instance. I have a tendency to say, well, I'm for open borders if you didn't give out free stuff to people who are citizens. You know, as a matter of the government doing it, finance by tax. Well, yeah. But here's the funny part, because we already have somewhat open borders as it is. We're trying to close them up. But I think we're trying to close them up for a really good reason. Even though they say, wait, I thought you were an open borders guy. I qualify it with something that isn't going to happen. Our government is not all of a sudden going to stop giving aid to illegal aliens. It's not going to happen. Illegal people are going to continue to kind of work under the table and therefore not paying taxes. And you're going, yeah, they're net takers. And they don't really contribute to it. And it's starting to swell up, you know. You can a society can handle a certain amount of welfare cases, but you can't handle half the people's welfare cases. And it isn't helped by the fact that one of the political parties, the one that's got a slight majority, great political gain out of letting illegal aliens into the country without restraint, and basically trying to make it so that they can have driver's licenses, therefore they can register to vote, therefore they have a tendency to vote for that party, Democrat Party, and boom, you know, and you're going, this is corruption on a grand scale. So I kind of wonder about my whole thing. I said, so I can't give an easy answer. Oh, are you for open borders? You go, I can't give a simple answer. But I'd like to be for open borders, but only under certain conditions. So, and then it's like, well, then how do you vote? And you go, you know, I don't know about that one either. I'm not exactly generous to those who are trying to move here because of the good economic things. Well, like I said, I don't even care if it's illegal. I don't see anything in I don't see anything in the Constitution that really cares about that. I mean, the country can do it if they want. What I see is there's two opposing policies going on here, and there is going to be no, you know, meeting of minds. No, you know that.
No.
There were just dudes on a boat.
I know.
I don't mean you're rude. You're right. Such things didn't exist back then.
Yeah. And they were willing to work in their cars a long time.
Did it happen?
Yeah.
It wasn't a choice. It was more of a, I've got to do it or I'll die.
Yeah, it became lucky.
Okay. And of course, a lot of them just didn't do it. There are a few things that happen. Regulation came in, and certain other things, several things. But now, yeah, you really can't make a very fair comparison between those kinds of things. You can't say, oh, we've gotten to do the holy stuff. You know, conditions are different. That struggle with the whole thing. I said, honestly, the Democrats want more undocumented laborers here because they said they don't vote Democrat. Republicans like having them here because when they're biggest constituency group, you know, businesses, love cheap labor, basically operating under the people. That's how a lot of businesses, especially agriculture, can afloat. Is off of that. I mean, the handout in their business. Are they using illegal labor? I'm sure. He doesn't come out saying. Of course he does. Why? Because that's the price point. He can't make a profit unless he's got a reasonable amount of really cheap labor. Yeah, they do. They're very, you know, but that's okay. Guess what? There's another 1,000 coming in today. You know, constant stream of people coming in wanting their little bit. That's right. Once they get kind of what they were hoping to get here, they'll move on. What's this mean? Here's the reality of the system that we set up. There's a certain amount of illegality about it. There's a lot of corruption in it. And when all the big people kind of stare each other across the room, the actual combatants, they don't end up fighting much. They might have different reasons for why they care about the money. They might have different reasons about why they basically don't mind the way things are. But at the end of the day, they just agree to continue to be enemies. They seem to tolerate each other, but with kind of a backhanded promise that they're really not going to do anything about it. It really matters. Because all sides are somewhat profiting off of it. And I think that, you know, the real kicker in all this, one of the reasons why, it doesn't matter what side you're on, you think Donald Trump, is because Donald Trump is not one of them. He doesn't play that game. He's wanting to do things that appear common sense to him. And they all want him dead. Democrats and Republicans want him dead. Just want him to go away. Republicans are sitting here saying, you know what, guys, you can't do a thing. He kind of worked the system. He got in. We don't know how. We're trying to change the system as soon as we can to make sure this never happens again, you know. Maybe they'll do the superdelegate thing like the Democrats did to make sure that bad things don't happen. But anyway. And they keep going, come on, Democrats! Do something! Kill him! Kill him! Yeah, so we would take him out of the camp and see what we're talking about. This is one of us. What is exactly what we say he'll be doing? Policy, he won't do jack for it. You know? And so you're going, yeah, is there still a concerted effort from the deep state to get rid of Trump? Absolutely. Just what they invested so hard in, so hard on. Because their own ego about the whole thing. But basically said there's no possible way that guy couldn't have won without some external power helping. So you're going, you guys are idiots. There was no external power. This was exactly what everybody said it was. This was people getting tired of the way things have always been, and both parties kind of playing football with each other. You know, railing at each other publicly, but basically just kind of shaking hands and winking at each other behind the scenes. And Trump was the antidote to that. But he can be the sort of most guy who's here. Huh? Democrats so much invested in the fact that they were going to be able to get rid of it somehow, you know. Now it's like, oh. Well, Chad still has to be here for another term, actually. Because I'm sorry. You know, people think that that all these evil people are really, really, really crafty, and they go, you know what? Most justice is really, really hard. Come up with one idea, and if that one idea doesn't work, like right now, they're just kind of sitting there going, well, that was supposed to work. You know, and they're still farming out, oh, we're going to have them. We're going to go after him because he didn't produce some information that we know is there. Hey, you guys are really dumb. Let it go. Last week's news. Donald Trump is now not a problem. And you're not going to generate it all of them. It's not going to be there. Even if it is there, it's not going to be there. An American, you took your one chance. If you really want to destroy somebody, you get one chance. If it doesn't work, they usually do not give you a second chance. Because they get tired of hearing you harp on. You're starting to figure it out. Say, okay, so we just got to, all this stuff we've said about Trump, not working. So just give it up. We have to do something else. I know things are very, very quiet about this. Journalism is being funny because it never was anything but sensationalism based on a few things that somebody uncovered. That's all journalism has ever been. But everybody tries to give it some higher moral authority. Mark, those guys love it.
Oh, yeah.
We are the ultimate arbiters of all life. And you go, that never was a big general. Because when you go to a journalism school, they teach you ways of writing. To basically manipulate an audience. This is not what journalism was for. You know, they go out and they show you the secret vault of all the true stuff. You don't do that. You show you how to write persuasively. And the best way to do it is, well, okay, now you can write persuasively. Oh, go, they teach you that essay. That's all you're supposed to do. You're here to persuade. You're not here to do anything. Why on earth do you need to go to school for 4 years? You think it's because without them 4 years, you think it's true? Oh, that's interesting. You think 4 years is long enough that you actually listen to it? You go, oh, and you go, no, they're trying to teach you. That they're not even really trying to teach you anything. It's basically becoming a part of the fraternity and the sorority. Going through an initiation, that's what a lot of people do. It's a big initiation. Okay, now you're one of us. Whenever you go to a newspaper or to a television station or stuff like that, give them the secret sign. They come back to you. What you gonna do? It's just, that's kinda how this thing comes out. Yeah. Has revealed itself over the last 3 years for being guys. It's just this little syndicate, little club. The internet's been ripping it a new one. Journalism, the rocket, the syndicate. The mob controlled all of the major media venues that were called news. And you did. You had to go through something in the training process. Part of it was journalism school. You didn't go to the right journalism school, you're not going to get any field job. Unless you were just a diehard sensationalist, and you drove the party line so hard, they would let you in, but they would only let you in some distance. You keep churning out new. That doesn't matter. Because you can tell them, you can stay your reporter for 10 years, whatever, and as soon as they're done with you, you're out the door. We want a fresh face. We want a different person. We want the exact what we were doing. We know we've got so many other hungry people who will do exactly what we say. I feel like I'm not.
Not the wrong
people? Yeah, that's his point. That's why I want to see if I have to. Do it. I mean, I'm not a big fan of stress anymore. About what? What do you want to say?
You should do it.
What?
But I don't want to do that.
What?
I don't want to let go.
Yeah?
Do it.
You want to do it? There's a lot of
people. It's like you
should
do it. But you can do it for you. You can do it for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
Well, I don't think it's a 2.5 yet. Well, I still got to get the chip. We have it. We're across to it. Yeah, that would definitely be okay, guys. You got it. We're making this. More.